USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's no response from the White House after the Supreme Court ruled OSHA can't enforce President Biden's vaccine or test mandate for large private-owned companies over 100 people. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
57%, according to a Navigator poll of Americans, support vaccine requirements. According to a Willis Tower Watson's report, a survey of 534 U.S. employers, a majority, 57% of respondents, have or will require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
The High Court did keep in place the mandate for most healthcare workers. In a statement, President Biden said it will save lives. One of the groups that challenged the OSHA action, the National Retail Federation, called the court's decision a significant victory for employers. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
A District of Columbia federal grand jury indicted Oath Keepers founder Elmer Stewart Rhodes III and 10 others on charges of seditious conspiracy and other crimes related to the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. According to the indictment, the defendants conspired by organizing into teams that were prepared and willing to use force and to transport firearms and ammunition into Washington, D.C. It alleges the Oath Keepers conspired by recruiting members and affiliates to participate in the conspiracy, organizing trainings to teach and learn paramilitary combat tactics, including bringing and contributing military gear, weapons, and supplies. The indictment also says the defendants breached and attempted to take control of the Capitol grounds and building on January 6, 2021, in an effort to prevent, hinder, and delay the certification of the Electoral College vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Senate Democrats have blocked a bill proposed by Senator Ted Cruz seeking to sanction companies tied to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The measure failed to reach the 60-vote threshold required to pass through the chamber. The measure would require sanctions be imposed on businesses associated with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will carry gas from Russia to Germany within 15 days. Some Democrats voted against the bill as they accused Cruz of attempting to undermine President Biden's diplomatic efforts to prevent Russian President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. Biden waived sanctions on Nord Stream 2, the Russian-owned and Swiss-based company for the pipeline project, as part of an agreement with Germany. A new study shows that a lot less people are going to college.
College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. That has education experts concerned that a growing number of students are shunning higher education as a cultural shift instead of a short-term effect of pandemic disruptions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.